listening to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com.
Freak out in a moon age daydream.
Good morning. It is Sunday, April 18th, and how's everybody doing out there? We really do need to get this party started because we started a little late. It's a rainy day out here in Boston, here on the east coast of the U.S., getting ready for Patriots Day and the Boston Marathon, which is going to be happening tomorrow. It's an international event, so it might be of interest to those of you listening far away from where we are broadcasting from. I'm sorry, I just ended that with a preposition. That's not very cool. We are webcasting to the world from All Independent Radio here at NEIALive.com from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. I'm Sarah. I'll be here with you till a little after noon. We'll go the full 2 hours today, and we will bring you music and a little chat, but mostly music today. My voice is kind of worn out, as you may hear. But that doesn't concern you, and besides, it's probably better to just hear the cool music that we will try to throw together for you in a rather haphazard way today, without too much planning, but we will pick some tasty tidbits for you we hope you will enjoy. As I mentioned, it is the marathon weekend here. Always happens. Patriots Day is a funny holiday. I say funny in that it really only is a Massachusetts holiday because we are celebrating our history here in Massachusetts as the heart of where the American Revolution took place at the beginning. Some of the bloodiest battles were fought on Patriots Day, actually in the town I live in, Arlington, Massachusetts, which doesn't get a lot of fame, I guess. Concord, Lexington, people have heard of, but Arlington? Well, that was where the bloodiest battle did take place, right when the British came down Mass Ave and killed Jason Russell right on the front porch of his house, went into the building and killed a whole bunch of other Minutemen inside there and massacred them. And that was actually probably the bloodiest thing that happened on Patriots Day. It wasn't called Patriots Day back then. April 19th, 1775, perhaps. And we commemorate that every year. There are parades and reenactments, battle reenactments, which are kind of cool to watch. It's a little frightening seeing these large people running around with uniforms and muskets and shooting, and it's rather intense. But if you ever are in the New England area on Patriots Day weekend, I would advise that you go and try to check some of that out because it's pretty neat. But what also happens on Patriots Day weekend in Boston every year is, and this is known to people, they may not know it's Patriots Day actually, but it happens to be the Boston Marathon, which people come from all around the world, and we often have winners most of the time. They seem to be from Europe or Africa. I don't know when the last time we had an American winner. Not that I care. I'm happy. Runners all over the world, you do it. You do your thing, and may the fastest one win. But it's that kind of a thing. And I was driving down Boylston Street, down right in Copley Square in downtown Boston, in front of the Boston Public Library, where the finish line is. They were setting up the grandstands, and it's kind of exciting. There are a lot of people in town, and anyway, it's either something that you want to stay the heck away from the city to just stay away from the crowds, or if you're into giant sporting events and public excitement, come on down, cheer the runners on. They run 26 miles, and it's exhausting, but I think they're going to be happy tomorrow because the weather is crappy, in my opinion, and it's cold and a little overcast, rainy, drizzly, but I think runners probably prefer that than if you're going to run 26 miles. You'd probably prefer cool and cloudy than hot and sunny, so perhaps it's all for the best. Bring an umbrella, though. And we started off the show with Cobra Verde from Cleveland, Get This Party Started, their cover of a Pink song from Copycat Killers. And I'm going to stop talking, and we are going to play some music. And I guess I will talk a little bit more, but I'm going to play some Sparkle Horse. Over the past several shows, this past school term here, I have the featured Desert Island Pick LP for Radio Obsession show is Sparkle Horse's Good Morning Spider. And what I do is, I think I've thought of a couple of records that I would choose to, if I can only have one record, what would it be? You know, if I could be stuck somewhere and all I had is one record to listen to, what the heck would it be? My first choice was The Damned's Machine Gun Etiquette, and we went through that song by song a couple months ago, and then we skipped over Joy Division's Unknown Pleasures, and now we arrived at Sparkle Horse, Good Morning Spider, which is a beautiful record by Sparkle Horse. who is really a band that is really the heart and soul of which would be Mark Linkous, who is a musician who unfortunately passed away this past month in March. He committed suicide. And we did a Mark Linkous tribute special. If you're interested in that, you can go to my website at radioobsession.net and you can find archive shows. It's marked Mark Linkous. You can follow the link to archive shows and look for the Mark Linkous one if you're interested in that. There was some great stuff. It wasn't just Sparkle Horse. It was other things he's been into, including a project he did with Danger Mouse and David Lynch. Some really beautiful music, which finally is going to be released after legal disputes with the record label EMI and Danger Mouse preventing that from getting released. But now it will be coming out. It had been accompanied by a book, a limited edition book of beautiful photographs by David Lynch to accompany the song. And David Lynch actually sings on a couple of the songs. So that's really a cool thing. I'm drawing a blank on the name of that. So I'll get you that name. But the music was not released, but you can actually listen to it if you go to npr.org and search on that. Dark Night of the Soul, I believe, is the name, yes, of the project. And if you look for that on npr.org, you can actually listen to the music. It should be coming out in the summer for purchase, you know, an actual release. But in the meantime, you are able to listen to those wonderful songs. Sparkle Horse and Mark Linkous and Danger Mouse wrote the music and had different artists come in and sing and contribute their flavors to this song. So there's some really great stuff on there by a lot of cool artists. And it's definitely worth a listen. But without further ado, we're going back to our current Desert Island Pick LP, Good Morning Spider. We have made it through songs 1 through 11. And now we're going to listen to number 12 and 13. Hope you enjoy it.
Cool sun.
That's Chris Brokaw fading out in the background from a EP that came out in 2004 called My Confidant Plus Three. Chris Brokaw is a solo artist who has, well, he works in a lot of bands, including The New Year. Used to do a lot of work with Talia Zedek and Come, quite famously, I guess. And this is a interesting little selection. It's one original song and three songs written by women. Chris had been asked to, according to the liner notes, had been asked to come up with a song written by a woman that he could put on this compilation CD of covers of songs written by women. And that inspired Chris to put out this EP with one of his own songs, plus three songs by some friends of his who happen to be women artists, including Tully Azetic of Come, the aforementioned, and Liz Fair. And the last one you just heard, which was called, a lovely song called Across the Blue, written by Holly Anderson and Lisa Burns. And before that, we had two songs from Sparkle Horse from our Desert Island LP pick. We heard All Night Home and Cruel Sun from Good Morning Spider. Oh, I forgot to mention, speaking of Chris Brokaw, I meant to say, Chris has a new LP coming out with his current partner in crime, Jeff Farina, who is working out of Boston with a band called the Glory Tellers, but has also done a lot of other work with other artists. I believe I read that one of his songs from his original band, The Secret Stars, was covered by Death Cab for Cutie. So anyway, he's been around. He's a known entity, and they have a very interesting record coming out. They're both very acclaimed, you know, guitarists, acoustic guitarists, and they have a record coming out of World War II country blues songs, pre-World War II, excuse me. It's going to be released on May 4th. It's called The Angel's Message to Me, and it's and they're going around right now doing a couple of shows in New England to promote this release, and they'll be playing in Boston, Cambridge, actually, a free concert at a tiny little club called Toad in Cambridge near Harvard Square on Mass Ave, and on April 23rd. That would be next Friday. And you should check them out. It's really interesting. Sounds like it's going to be interesting stuff. I hope we'll get a copy and we'll be able to play some of it for you on the radio when it's out. And we're going to continue with some more music right now with some Ron Sexsmith.
Some morning you may find yourself alone, and there'll be no warning should the wind of change start blowing. Cold-hearted wind is blowing in the face of love. But I'll take you to a place I know where the cold-hearted wind don't go. Been brewing ever since the world began. It could mean the ruination of your best laid plans. Cold-hearted wind is moving in from every side, dividing our goodwill has tried to mend and to harm's way. train rolling down the track. As it calls for you to entertain these thoughts so black. Cold-blooded stone may turn the warmest heart to stone. Leave a trail of toppled hopes and dreams where the cold-hearted wind has blown. Cold-hearted wind is blowing in the face of love, but I'll take you to the place I know where the cold-hearted wind don't go.
Heard about the best college radio station in Boston? Yes, it's live at New England Institute of Art, and it's all independent radio. For 10 years, students have been given the chance to do what they want and record their sounds. Listen live at neaalive.com or go to iTunes and click College Radio and All Independent Radio. Live from Brookline, New England Institute of Art, All Independent Radio.
Here at the New England Institute of Art, students can pursue a degree in graphic design. Our graphic design degree program is for individuals interested in fonts, colors, and designs on packages, labels, video games, and other mediums. Course topics in the graphic design degree program include typography, illustration, and package design. With a degree in graphic design, graduates can pursue entry-level jobs like graphic designer, computer artist, and production artist. All this awaits you and more here at the New England Institute of Art.
I got news for you, my friend. So which hero Painting yellow flowers. Sorry, People call you blind, but all you need is an ear.
Are you trying to hear nothing but the best when you're tired and can't relieve the stress off your chest? Tune in and take a rest. All independent radio, broadcasting to the world all you really want.
After 11 o'clock today. That's Stereolab bringing you Blips, Drips, and Strips from a cool album that was out many years ago called Cobra and Phases Group 3. group, actually, Cobra and FaZe's group play Voltage in the Milky Night. I love crazy, long, eclectic, mysterious band names. Or album names. And before Stereolab, we had Metric from their latest album doing a song called Twilight Something. I only wrote down one word. That doesn't help much, does it? Twilight Galaxy. Before that, The Fall did Tommy Shooter from their latest album, which is Imperial Wax Solvent. And we hope they'll be coming out with something else, because that's my favorite, one of my favorite bands. So glad that they keep on going. As I say, Marquis Smith is the Energizer Bunny of punk rock. So keep it up, Marquis Smith. Betty Servert has a new album out there from the Netherlands, and they've been putting out music for quite a long time. That was a pretty good song. It was called Change For Me, and the new record is called Pharmacy of Love. And as I say, they are from the Netherlands, and it's good that these people just keep on putting out stuff because we like them, so that's great. Before that, Mew. This is an album I just picked up. I don't know a lot about Mew, but they intrigue me. And I think they're probably from some strange, not strange, I mean strange in the sense of unknown to me. I don't mean that they are strange. Let me take that back. Mew is cool. I think they're from Europe. But I will find out. I should have known that before I started blabbing about them, but I couldn't quite tell. Just bought this last night, and I hadn't really even explored it all that much, but I thought I'd see what you guys thought, and we heard a song called The Magic Car from an album with a really long name. I will read it to you. I could not even write this down. It's too long. No more stories are told today. I'm sorry, they washed away. No more stories, the world is gray. I'm tired, let wash away. Let's wash away. Okay. There you have it. And before Mew, Ron Sexsmith from Time Being did Cold Hearted Wind. And that wraps up that lineup of what we were listening to. And I'm talking too much, I think. So we're going to continue with the soundtrack of our lives after you listen to these brief announcements from All Independent Radio, webcasting to you from the New England Institute of Art at NEIALive.com.
Imagine living in fear of abduction, murder, and war. Imagine spending your life walking 5 to 10 miles each night just to find a safe place to sleep. Imagine living your life like this under the age of 10 years old. This is a life for many children in a war-torn Uganda for the last 20 years. To learn more about this, go to www.invisiblechildren.com. This was brought to you by All Independent Radio.
Live from the AI campus in Boston, you're listening to All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.
Right now, one out of every 8 Americans is struggling with hunger and turning to food banks for help. Make a difference with the Greater Boston Food Bank, where more than 31 million pounds of food and grocery products are distributed to nearly 600 member hunger relief agencies throughout eastern Massachusetts. So take action, donate, volunteer, or become a community member. This is another community reminder from All Independent Radio.
Thank you. I just had to leave today. Guess I had too much inside, that's why I'm giving it all away. This is not what you asked for, and there's nothing you can do. I guess I'm not afraid to die, that's why I'm giving it all away. Yes, I'm giving it all away. My point of view has changed, and I can't stand to watch you fall. It only brings me sorrow by the numbers that you call. I do not want to use you as a cause for my disease, but I can wait until tomorrow, so I'm giving it all away. Yes, I'm giving it all away. I guess I'm doing it all away now. People want
sorry eyes that cut through bone to make it hard to leave you alone. Leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your guns. Somebody new, baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Too many people they used to know. They see you coming, they see you go. They know your secrets, you know theirs. This town is crazy, nobody cares. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for a lost. There's a place we are going. You ain't never been before. No one left at your back now. No one's standing at your door. That what you thought love was for. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. I'm tired of fighting. Tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause.
Cast me out so I can feel it in another way. I won't talk about war, passengers high. I could feed it for another day. It might run me dry. I know the seasons evolve to a freeze, putting hearts in the balance here. It's up to your knees and it's shifting degrees and it's choking your atmosphere. Feel it in another way. They won't talk about war, massacre size, distant figure in a photograph, another eye. I know your reason is stalled and your freedom's dissolved in your passion, dear. It's burning your eyes and it's killing your mind and it's broken your head. But should you find it obscene in that gray, old dramatic theory, young heart say, Lord, if you've got lungs, come on, shout me out.
on the radio, and now here's Chemical Brothers with Galvanize.
My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button.
Push the button.
Radio webcasting the best music and talk to the world. Keep it locked and we'll keep you rocked. Remember, NEIALive.com.
We've all imagined being in front of the camera, but have you ever imagined a career in being behind the camera? Join us in the photography program at the New England Institute of Art. With a hands-on environment, students will learn about composition, lighting, darkroom techniques, color, and design. Leave here with an understanding and a portfolio that will be sure to impress potential employers, only at the New England Institute of Art.
Hey there, it is 11:30 here on a cloudy, rainy April 18th, 2010. I'm Sarah, webcasting to you from NEIALive.com. The show is called Radio Obsession, and we're here Sundays from 10 to noon. The term here at the New England Institute of Art is ending this week, April 21st, so there will be a new schedule. Starting in May 11th, we'll be playing all kinds of great shows for you from the archives between now and when the new term starts in May. So I hope you'll keep listening because we'll be playing a lot of great archive shows. And we are having a event April 24th. ABS Palooza will be taking over the airwaves. The web waves, I should say. We are part of the Intercollegiate Broadcast Service, which is the largest collegiate broadcasting group. And on a couple times a year, the IBS stations that are webcasting through Backbone Networks, on which you can get on iTunes or at their various streaming websites, like ours is NEIALive.com. The stations will be getting together and putting together a big show for you to enjoy. From the 23rd to the 24th, you can sample all the different cool stations. I think they'll have if you go to iTunes and look for IBS Palooza, you can link in and they'll I think we have the NEIALive.com will be on the air from on the 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. And we have some cool live music that we'll be presenting for you. So you should check that out. And check out all the other stuff that the other cool stations on the Intercollegiate Broadcast Service Network are going to be bringing for you. So you can go to iTunes, College University Radio, and look for IBS Palooza. I think they'll have a link for there. Ordinarily, you can go to iTunes and find us under College Radio, All Independent Radio. If you want to listen to us, you can listen there, or you can check out the IBS Palooza thing. I know I'm promoting our competition, but that's okay, because you can always come back and listen to us again afterwards. So that was kind of a little tangent, but we heard the Chemical Brothers doing Galvanized, TV on the Radio, Shout Me Out. Beck did Lost Cause. We heard Blow Up the Outside World by Soundgarden, and we started off that long set with Soundtrack of Our Lives doing Dow Jones Syndrome from one of their several double albums. And coming up also, this is a busy time in the Boston area. April is, apparently. Coming up next week, from the 21st to the 28th, it's the International Film Festival of Boston. And all around the city at different movie theaters, they're going to be showing independent films and sort of launching them. And then I guess they go out for release. A lot of them, this might be the first time they're being played. I don't actually know that for a fact, but I'm guessing. And you can then, you know, if they're cool, you should look for some of these. They get kind of a lot of exposure. A lot of people come and look at them all together and go see different films, and it's all exciting and all that. But in the meantime, afterwards, for the rest of us who might not be able to make it to the festival, you can look for these films. They'll get reviewed, and there's a lot of great stuff. You can go to their website, iffboston.bside.com/2010. Let me get a better website. That's a weird website. You can go to their Facebook page, actually. Why don't you start there? www.facebook.com/IFFBoston. That's International Film Festival Boston, IFF Boston. Check it out. They have, you can, you know, follow them and look at the discussions about the different films, see the schedules and all that kind of stuff. And the reason I'm mentioning it is that there are a couple of music-related films that are going to be playing at the festival this time around. One of the films playing is called Do It Again, and it's an homage to the Kinks, really. A staff writer for the Boston Globe newspaper was a huge fan of the Kinks. His name is Jeff Edgars, and he basically had an idea that he wanted to get the Kinks, legendary rock band from the 60s, 70s, 80s, probably 90s, but no longer together, to get them back together. And the director is Robert Patton Sproul, but the fan who kind of had the idea for this project was Jeff Edgars, the Globe writer. And he went around and managed to get people like Robin Hitchcock and Sting and Paul Weller and other fans of the Kinks to come and help collaborate on this plot to get the Kinks together again. And who knows how it ends up. But it sounds like a pretty interesting movie. And in honor of that and the upcoming film festival, I thought we'd play a couple of songs by the awesome and wonderful Kinks. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Here we go.
Well, live my life and never stop to worry about the thing. Open up and shout it out and never try to sing. Wondering if I've done wrong. Will this depression last for long? Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Well, once we had an easy ride, same. Time was on my side now.
you need some bringing down. And get your feet back on the ground. Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times
you wealth and fame. When so many people seem to have exactly what you got, but somehow it never quite works out the same. Is it luck? Is it friends? Or is it something more obvious that I can't see? One thing I'm really certain about, it isn't aimed at guys like me. Is it only me who thinks you're an obnoxious poser? Or does everyone else think so too? Strutting around like you were God's gift to the world, while your disciples form a disorderly queue. Play devil's advocate for a moment and publicly state that you are scum. I can tell from the howls of disapproval that I'm in a minority of one.
such a shame, shame, shame. Shadow of love. You changed my life. We were as green as grass, and I was hypnotized from the first to the last kiss. All shame, shame.
Radio Obsession, Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
Nobody gives a damn about anybody else. I care for you once in a while.
Woo, some hot rockin' Motorhead to wake you up here on Sunday if you're not awake yet. That probably woke you up. And there's reason for playing that, and I will get to that in a second. That was No Voices in the Sky from 1916. And the fabulous and unmistakable vocals of Lemmy Kilminster there, heading up the wonderful Motorhead. I was talking at the last break about the International Film Festival of Boston, which is happening next week, the 21st to the 28th of April in the Boston area. And there are a couple of music-related movies that will be presented there. There are showings in theaters all around the city. People come and see these independent films, and it's really kind of a fun, exciting time. If you're a film buff and you like the independent ones, there's so many things, interesting films coming out these days all over the world. But one of the ones that's going to be appearing at the film festival is simply called Lemmy. And it's about Lemmy Kilminster. Directors Wes Orzechowski and Greg Oliver took footage of Lemmy doing his thing and included testimonials from Lemmy fans like Dave Grohl, Alice Cooper, Henry Rollins, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty honest, straight-ahead Lemmy in your face. He is not a shy fellow, and I think that sounds like a pretty cool film. Sounds really interesting. It's going to be showing in the Boston area Friday, April 23rd at 10 p.m. at the Somerville Theater in Davis Square. And you can find out about tickets for that at their Facebook page, which, let me find that for you again. It's I forgot where that was. If you go to Facebook, look up IFF Boston, International Film Festival Boston, and you can link to their schedules and tickets and all that kind of information. Before Motorhead, we had PJ Harvey doing a song called Shame. The Bevis Frond, who I'm sure is a Kinks fan, did What Did for the Dinosaurs, the title song from that album. And we had two songs from the Kinks. And as I mentioned, there's a movie about a fan, Jeff Edgars, who happens to be a Boston Globe staff writer for the Boston Globe newspaper, one of Boston's two major newspapers that still exist. We still have a print newspaper in Boston. Yay! Some of you may know it's owned by the New York Times Company, and they have been threatening to close the paper for a while, so it's still here. And Jeff Edgars, the Kinks fan, had really wanted to try to get the Kinks back together, so a movie was made about that, and it's called Do It Again. That's going to be appearing during the International Film Festival of Boston at the Somerville Theater again in Davis Square, Saturday the 24th. I think it's at 8 o'clock. And yeah, go to their Facebook page if you're interested in finding out about the International Film Festival, because it sounds like a pretty fun time. And I know some of the shows, the films probably do sell out, and some of them are probably still have tickets available. I think the passes, if you want a pass to go to everything, I think that's sold out, but I think you can still get tickets to individual movies. So if you're interested in that, please look it up. And we're going to, in honor of the film festival and Motorhead, we're going to play another Motorhead song for you.
I'm the one.
That's them Crooked Vultures, and they had a trick ending on that one. You've been listening to Radio Obsession, and thank you very much for listening low these past weeks. I'm leaving you here with Guided by Voices, and we will be back. I'm rudely talking over them. But I want to say, please keep listening to All Independent Radio here at NEIALive.com. We've got a lot of great and eclectic programming for you, and we love to keep it coming. I'll be back in May to bring you new episodes of Radio Obsession, and we'll be back again Sundays 10 to noon, so keep on listening, and you can find us on iTunes. College Radio, All Independent Radio, and have a great week. Here's Guided by Voices, the rest of the song.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com.
Freak out in a moon age day.